Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. Pick up your eyes, ears, and any other devices you might have. Pick up all five of your senses. If you have a sixth, turn that one in too. You are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only. It's 7:30 exactly. Tell you what, don't just listen. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. That's right. You got to dial a 1 first nowadays before you make a call. Not just. More to it than that. Check us out. We are on the web. And also, I want to basically give a little shout-out to somebody else out there. Her name is Maya Harrison. Maybe you heard of her. She's a recording artist. She's out there. She's in the business. She is out and about. Please, give her some notice, some kind of attention, something. I implore you. All right, now, if you're just joining us, well, where have you been? This is a crusade. We're on a mission to help those who are truly, personally without means. See, it's like this. We have been going around helping and healing this community. There is a vagrancy problem that has become abundant throughout the planet, but especially bad in America right now. In a place which is the richest country on earth, everybody's broke. And we wonder why every other country hates our guts. Even our allies, even the ones who are trying to break into this dang thing and whatever. You know what I'm talking about. We're hated. We hate ourselves even. I was just a soul living in McKinleyville, California. No, not a bad gig. Personally, I was living with my parents. And I had my own Blog Talk Radio show then. And although I go by the moniker of DJ Butterfly Feces, I was not spinning discs. Does anybody do that anymore? No. I was basically one of those soapbox guys who tells you what's wrong with the world, what we need to do, how we need to get involved and make changes. And eventually my show went off the air because, well, the free account ran out and they wanted me to start paying for it. Is anybody listening? I don't know. I told some of my friends. I don't even think they understand. What do you tune into to listen to Blog Talk Radio? How does that work?
Yeah.
Right over here is Organic Okay.
Yeah, okay. Organic Okay. You know, I'm just tapping in for a moment, you know, not take over your show. But let you know.
Anyway, what happened was I was living with them for a while. I was living in this woman. I used to say I live in a one-room apartment in my parents' home, but that would almost imply I was paying rent, which I wasn't. I wanted to, but the problem is McKinleyville has got everything going on. It's such a perfect place. Nobody really wanted to leave. People that left was because they had to. They wanted to go where the work was. And guess what? There weren't jobs available. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. Everything was so fine, everybody wanted to stay. There was no residency and there was no dang employment. My parents told me they wanted to go anyway. In a way, I thought I was doing them a favor. I mean, I was like a buffer between my mother and father. I mean, they weren't exactly enjoying each other's company. They never did. They're the kind of people who got married because they had to, because it was nobody else. People get married and have children not so much because they fall in love and they want to pass their bloodline on, but because they just need the company. They want a few more hands around the house. You know how hard it is to live alone? Anywho, I was out the door with him on my backpack. I was basically walking through the trail. We've got a lot of trails in McKinleyville. There are trails. There are things. There are places. There are all this going on. There's all that. And you know what else? As I was walking the trail, I came across a camping ground. I thought I'd met everybody, but then there you were. There was Organic Okay and a lot of other people. Now, understand something. I was afraid of becoming a vagrant. one of the scary things. I didn't want to become a vagrant, you know. I mean, there's a lot of that going on around. You know, there was really a time when people were, I don't know, what was a time when there was basically, when there was a booming economy or whatever, people can get behind all that, whatever. There's not anymore. There's no work anywhere. Jobs are dead end. And the very night, I just sat down and I talked with them, and then he asked me to join him on his vital crusade. Crusade to save all, to help all, to really personally help the homeless. Well, you know, you like the word. I prefer to think of them as vagabonds. I like that word, the vagabonds. I helped them. I did it in spades. Now, the truth is, I didn't know what to do. I was floating. I was basically lost in a drift. I went to, and basically he came to me, he said, you asked me to join your revolution, your helping of the world, swearing allegiance and whatever. And you got me to get down on one knee. I was like a man being knighted. I was like a soldier. You dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, I was not really crazy about that name or whatever, but then you explained to me the whole thing. I explained to every single dang person we accompanied. We were on the road and then on the street. Everybody knows basically how the butterfly works. The worm spins a little workshop for itself, toils away until it emerges a butterfly. The metaphor for life is in that. They don't realize this, but bugs dookie like everything else. And that butterfly dropping and whatever is fertilizer. Name of the DJ name, because I was on the air at one point, Blog Talk Radio. I got to tell you, man, there are more people on Blog Talk Radio than there's anybody listening. You know what? I got the feeling that basically no one's listening right now. I feel that. But you know what? Hopefully they will hear our message. Hopefully. Anywho, I got with you. We were on the road, going from place to place, healing and helping. And remember, I couldn't believe it. I was like, Los Angeles? In our previous show, I was so happy to be out of L.A., but I was like, we're going back? Why? You remember what you said to me? I asked, why are we going back to L.A.? To everything else, why? There's other places out in L.A. Do you like L.A.? Is there something there that keeps bringing you back? Something, somebody? Something I need to know about? What is it? Because they need us, need our help. And it's true. Except for New York City, L.A. was the biggest homeless capital there was. I'll admit, they got beautiful sunshine there. Place is beautiful. But it's become ugly. The spirit is just, honestly, it's a cesspool. So many people thrown on that dang street. So many people. So many, 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 many people. They began to outnumber everybody. When you think L.A., you think movie stars, TV stars, Hollywood. Well, you know what? When you think about it, you should think vagrancy in floods, because then they were starting to overflow the streets. They were everywhere. I've told you all this before. I know I'm repeating myself. It's repetitious, but I'm telling you, we had to keep coming back here, and I was like, why? Oh, right. I know they need our help. Boy, do I get it, but dang, nobody was listening. L.A. was the birthplace of the housing pod. These people got together. This millionaire, I remember some musician, And I can't remember their names right now. I really don't. But anywho, the point is, they built these little makeshift shack houses and whatever for almost people to live in, you know, that would keep them sheltered. And L.A. made them illegal. Why? Because they were afraid that if they had these, you couldn't really get them to buy their houses and apartment complexes then. If there's one opportunity, one lucrative opportunity that's basically always been so reliable, it's real estate. Everybody needs a place to live, don't they? We've been domesticated. We need four walls, electricity, running water, what have you. Well, these shacks didn't really have all that, but they were little housing pods, little places for people could live in. They were livable. You didn't have to be living in a storage garage unit or under a bridge or in your car. Here was an answer. L.A. had to do away with it. It's the city of devil, the city of evil. I said, well, Kev, we've been through all this before. Why am I coming back here? That guy, Organic, he looked at me and said, dude, we're all coming back here. Everybody's coming back here. We're coming back here because this place needs us. This place needs us. Gotta stop thinking about yourself, man. Stop thinking about how much you want to see the rest of the world and whatever. You know, I'm taking too good care of you. I'm taking you for granted. Honestly, I've been too soft on you. See, I'm paying for everything. You take it all for granted. You think you're on vacation. Man, vacation. I just looked at him. What are you talking about? Look, I pick up garbage. I go around trying to tell the people here in general that the housing pod was invented here. You guys need to use it. I tell people to make it so more people aren't on the streets and whatever. I try to get homeless shelters to expand and whatever. I do all that noise, all that jazz, all of it to do. But I'm working. I'm doing all. You know, there are people who basically are struggling, you know, and a job's harder than this. They're not doing something important and vital, making the biggest difference. The waiters, the waitresses. Even after minimum wage, they're still holding on by tips. They're broke. And they're worried tomorrow they're going to get fired. Some of them may be on the street soon enough. You know, you don't know how good you've got it. And I realized he had a point. I was just tired of coming back here. I hated seeing this place. Because we made a difference. We actually picked up some homeless people and got them out of L.A. And you may think that's just moving the problem, not really curing it. They could be homeless somewhere else. But they want to get out of L.A. It's too dang expensive there. I wanted to get people. What if I didn't? I got them out of L.A. I got their homeless shelters to open up just a little bit more. And I basically started a bit of a campaign. I wanted us to march a little bit right near City Hall and tell them to make it legal, basically. Legalize the housing pod. L.A. was the place I was born. L.A. should be able to bless me. What else? Oh, yes. It's illegal to sleep in your car in L.A. They don't even let people do that. Why? I don't know. No. Not Jell-O, not gelatin, not nothing. I don't know what. I don't know, monkey toe. Dang, I was just thinking, why is this place just so wrong in every possible way? You know what I said? I said, I'm going to make some kind of difference. Today. So what was I to do? What was your humble narrator, DJ Butterfly Feces, to do? Well, I thought, all right, I'll pick up some more trash, and then we're going to draw to City Hall, we're going to fight. We're going to fight a little bit. We're going to make it legal so people can sleep in their car. Before you know it, know what? Let's congest this place with so many other people that eventually they're going to have to make the housing pod legal somehow. Of course, as I was picking up the garbage, I was telling people my plan, a problem arose. It's 7:45 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Please call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. What was I to do? People point out a little glitch I didn't think about. Your plan is to basically make it so the housing pod is legal. The home, someone always asked me, yeah. So where are you going to put it? That's true, man. There were so many people in L.A., not even all of them trying to be celebrities, just L.A. for the sake of it. You know, L.A. is L.A., La La Land. So many. Where are they going to put all those housing pods? I'm sure there's room for a few of them. But there aren't a few homeless people in L.A. L.A., next to New York, is the homeless capital of the world. Little statistic, did you know that right now, every year, every day, there are more homeless people, just in general, being thrown out on the street and whatever. The numbers are climbing. The bar is rising. All that noise. That's right. Every year, there's a new record in homeless people. Something's got to be done, but what? We picked up trash. We got them to, even homeless shelters, they don't necessarily shelter you too long. You know?
Butterfly CC, sir, pull your mic part away from the actual receiver. But you're talking over the mic and it's just feedback.
Yeah, hey, that's why I thought we should have basically did this with them dang microphones. Not phones. But anywho, you know, back to the problem. Those housing pods, where were they going to go? Okay, fine. We'll get back to that. But right now, let's just focus on making it, getting more homeless people sheltered. Make sure every single homeless person is sheltered somehow. They should be able to live in their car at least. Hey, tell me something. Remember I told you that it should be legal for them to live in their car at least, right? And actually, come to think of it, I realized that's why you wanted to keep going to L.A. You wanted to keep going there because there was so much to do. L.A. was a lot like America. It seems so rich, so how come everybody around is broke? A big problem. Dang. Well, I basically got some of the homeless gang to march a little bit with me. We marched to City Hall. We made a protest. And you know something, in the age of social media, there were cameras all about. There were people with their little handheld phones, videotaping it and whatever. There it was. Trying again. And again. We stood up there, making a real political grassroots campaign to say, dang, people need a roof and four walls around them. Pretty soon, they're going to make it illegal to be homeless. The only reason they haven't done that is because then they'd have to basically themselves arrest and shelter and feed and shower so many of these people. And then I remember organic. You came to me and you said, man, the problem is there ain't enough homeless people. There need to be so many that they're like, you know, full up the streets. Like, when a problem is big enough, it stops being such a problem. It's like cafeteria food used to be horrible, so was airline food, but enough people made a big deal about it. Now it's really good. It's good. You know why? Because some people complained about it. Maybe the homeless problem needs to get much worse. And it needs to get much worse, like right around here, until they'll do something. So anywho, what happened was we made some changes. We basically stood out there and said, dang it, there needs to be. I remember when we basically passed by a certain city and basically pushed them to have those big outdoor kind of tents. I mean, you know, I remember one official said, oh, come on, there are worse places to be homeless in than L.A. That's true, ain't it? There are cold climates. People freeze to death every other, especially in the winter. They can freeze to death in the summer. It's so cold. But look, it's beautiful here. Beautiful. Yeah, but these people would rather basically be in a bad environment with a roof and four walls of some kind than to be broke, destitute, homeless, starving, dirty, in a place where there are movie stars all around. Dang, what to do, what to do, what to do. We made our stands. Some of us were arrested. And they didn't decide to repeal the law. But something did happen. After the arrest, I remember, and this is enough of that stuff went viral all over. The people were writing in basically trying to say, make it okay for homeless people to sleep in their cars, to live there. And who knows, it looked like the homeless pod may actually make an appearance. It may. There was a change. There was a big change. Honestly. From what I heard, the streets of L.A. were cleaner. There were more and more people being taken out. People wanted to leave. We did help out with that. And you know what? Life was just a little bit better in L.A. when you weren't a movie star. Some person on the street told me, that's why they call it the City of Angels. If you don't have your wings, if you're a fallen angel, you're you-know-where, the other place. Somebody said it was the City of Angels until Hollywood came along. Then the city was damned. Me personally, I don't know. I was fit to make a change. There were changes being made. I looked organic and I said, I think we did something. I know we didn't make enough of a change, but I know it's going to get better. I know. With luck, maybe Hollywood will come up with some homeless program. Some of these guys will actually be in movies. Just maybe. I don't know. It's a possibility. Maybe they could play extras. Something. It's funny, in L.A. I saw so many people walking around with cameras and there's their phones filming. They were clearly doing some kind of homeless documentary. Everyone seems to be doing that now because the problem is getting worse. What to do about the homeless? Give them a job. Give them something to do. Give them a reason. Give them something off the street. Not all of them came to be movie stars. Some of them just came here. Some just came to L.A. to live. What to say? What to do? I don't know. I noticed how expensive things were. I how damning things were, how damning everything was, whatever, what have you. I went to him. I went to Organic, and I said, maybe we should take a few more of these people under our tutelage, you know, have them help out with the cause. And we get Maine Discover when this thing becomes an epic thing. This homeless plan. This plan for that greater good. That'd be something. It would be. Can you feel it, Organic? Can you feel it all? Organic. And you know what Organic said to me next? He said, you know something? I'm Organic, aren't I? Yeah. Maybe we, you know, look.
Yeah, I'm Organic. And so as you mimic me like some kind of puppet, as I hear that voice, I say, oh, okay, Mr. DJ Butterfly CC. You were saying?
Man, you were talking about how basically we could help these homeless people live a little more organically, help them basically find a way, not just say that everybody should have one of those housing pods, you know what, a little place to have an organic garden, grow their own whatever, maybe compost. There was a time when the world could live like that. Maybe it still can. Said that. Maybe you had a point. Maybe there is a possibility. Dang. And I didn't want to give up on my dream. Every single homeless person being kind of sheltered, whatever. Living all together. Who knows? You know, maybe we can basically make it so there's less Hollywood movies out there, but whatever, and a little bit, a few more apartment buildings. You know, a few more dirt places cheap so that people have a roof and four walls around them. People have a place to live. I want to thank you all for listening to Kakuna for the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. Check us out. We're on the web. Kakuna for the Microphone. You can hear all our shows, all our broadcasts. You can hear all about our journeys and discoveries, all right? Well,
yeah.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. This could mean Organic OK. Take care and welcome to the expression of the talking DJ Butterfly. Daisy!
Thank you all. Thank you. And good night. And tune in tomorrow for the next installment.